Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. I hope you guys are all doing great today. I'm actually in a car heading to the airport to go visit some people, and I'll talk about that today, but I'm excited for it. But I want to jump right now. We are having, anyway, if you listen to last week's episode, I talked about the podcast and the changes that are happening. And so last week I had my inner circle meeting, which was insane. If you guys know about my inner circle, these groups I run, the mastermind groups I run that are like my favorite thing I do. So we've got two groups. One's called Atlas. And so those who are in Atlas, it's $250,000 a year. And they come out and I get a mastermind with them. And it's awesome. So and this one was special for me because like normally I come into the Atlas meeting, like coming to serve, which you know I still do. But this time it was like, I had some things I was struggling with my business and trying to figure out. And so it was cool because I came in, yes, you know, obviously to serve, but also I was like in a spot where I was ready to receive. And man, I got so much out of that meeting. It was crazy. We had Mark Ford, who his pen name is Michael Masterson, so if you know that, but he's the main growth strategist at Agora. He came into Agora when they were like an $8 million a year business and took it to a multiple $1 billion a year business. Like, he's insane. He came and spoke for 2 hours to the group, and it was like, and he's getting older, and it's just like, it's like having your dad come and share all this wisdom with you, and he's just like, tell these stories, and also he like dropped this bomb, and it was like, this is insane, the stuff he's sharing, and I was so good. And the next day, all went from we started the morning until lunch. By the time lunch was done, I was like, I asked him, I'm like, has this been the most insane, like, 3 hours of your life? Like, everyone is, like, anyway, and everyone's like, yes, this is crazy. So, and we met for 2 days with that group, and it was just, like, so good for me. And then the last half of the week, my inner circle group comes in. So inner circle, people pay $50,000 a year to be part of that. And we met for 2 days, and it was insane. And this time was kind of cool. So the way the inner circle works is, I run the main sessions in the main room with everybody, and then we break out into mastermind rooms. I have facilitators who facilitate the breakout rooms. My facilitators are Atlas members, so it's kind of cool. People who have been with me for a long time, like James and Yada, James Farrell and Yada Golden, who have been in Inner Circle forever. Like, they facilitate one. Steve Larson facilitates one. Eddie Grace facilitates one. Dave Lindemann. So we have like Stephanie Dove Blake. Like, these people who've been in my world for a long time all facilitate their groups, which is really cool because, you know, most of the time, these guys are smarter than me, so it's kind of cool. So they run the groups, and then during a time, I pull out people. And so for the podcast, I was like, I'm going to pull out inner circle members who are doing really unique things and interview. So I recorded 5 podcast episodes last week, all of them like almost an hour long in duration, which is cool. And so those will start rolling out, I think, next week or so. So I'm really excited. A lot of fun stuff having the podcast. I'm actually right now flying out to go visit 2 people. One is Ryan Panetta, who, if you guys follow him on social, he's killing on social and just someone who's really fascinating to me. So I'm flying to his office just literally for a few hours. He's in Vegas, and so I'm going to go out there. I think I'm going to be on his podcast. I'm going to record him for you guys on our podcast. But he's crushing the social game in a way that's... Anyway, it's really fun watching him. I'm trying to figure out how he's doing it. I feel like our social team is, in the last like 90 days, has really stepped up. We're like, it's been really fun. Like, I think we're really having, like, getting our stride. There's still gaps. I'm like, I can't quite figure out, like, how in the world do the people who are the best in the world in the social game, how are they actually doing it? And so I called him up, and I was like, hey, man, can I just come see your process? Like, he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just want to spy on you. Just like, I just want to watch you do your thing for a little bit. And luckily he said yes. So we spent a day with him today, just trying to understand how he's doing stuff, which will be really cool. And then from there, flying out to go see Andy Elliott. Follow him. Andy's someone who's blown up in the last couple of years. And we're really excited to meet him for a lot of reasons, but one of them, his business is over 9 figures a year, which is crazy. And he doesn't run any ads or send any emails or anything. I'm like, my business does a lot of money, but most of it goes back to Zuckerberg. Like, how are you doing what you're doing? So I'm going to go check out his whole system and his process, see what he's doing. And then from there, I'm excited because hopefully I'm going to interview him for the podcast as well. So anyway, that's what's happening over here for the next day or so. And the next 2 days. So I'm excited hitting those and coming back. But so a couple quick lessons for you guys. Number one is plug into mastermind groups because you get insane amount of value from other people's experiences and stuff they're doing. Number two, though, is like find the people who are really doing what you're what, like the pieces of the game that you understand that they don't, or vice versa. Like go out there, pay them for a day consulting or whatever it is, or trade consulting, you know, stuff like that. And so, because you can go to these people in the shortcut, you know, I mean, you know, my team's gone through every social media course in the world. They are social media people, but it's like, if I can go out and see someone doing action, like how much more valuable is that, you know? So, anyway, so that's what's happening. And then, yeah, I think what else would be fun to share with you guys. I'm thinking about with the new podcast, because I got to record 2 hour-long episodes a week right now, which is a lot. It's kind of intense. I want to do more like Q&A with you guys. And so I'm trying to figure out a process where I can have you guys submit videos to me asking questions that I can go through and like answer those. So hopefully I have something like that figured out very, very soon. Because it'd be fun to do more Q&A stuff with you guys and just answer the exact things that you want, as opposed to me just trying to always think through everything, right? Here's another fun update. I just told this to all of the people who, if you remember last year, I talked about how I'm building this huge library, right? The museum. I've been collecting all these old first edition books and manuscripts and stuff. And so I wanted to build a library, but also an event center and stuff like that. So we've spent the last like 3 or 4 years working on, anyway, it's been like this never ending project. And we basically sold seat license. People could spend $1 million to come in. They could get a seat license in this library and they could run an event out of it and a bunch of stuff like that. And so we sold a bunch of those last summer, back to about a year ago right now, which is really cool. And so, I think June of last year, we did a big groundbreaking ceremony. Everyone who flew out, did the groundbreaking in the ground. It was amazing. While we were doing the groundbreaking ceremony, we had sent, the team that's building it, they went back to go re-quote everything. Because the initial quotes for the land they did while we were in during COVID, and they're like, oh, COVID prices are way expensive. When we actually build it, it'll be cheaper. So I'm like, cool, go re-quote it. We'll start building this building. So when we got their quotes back, and the quotes came back, and the price actually gone up by $5 million. I was like, what? Like, how did it go up by $5 million? It was already overinflated when you quoted the first time. It was supposed to go down by $5 million. And so I got all discouraged. I'm like, I can't actually build this. But when there's a will, there's a way, right? What does Napoleon Hill say? Every time you have an adversity, there's a seed of greater. I don't have the quote, but it's like basically every time something bad happens, that's the seed for something greater to happen. And so I was like, oh, there's a solution to this. I got to think through it. So start thinking and trying to figure out what's the solution. How are we going to do it? And so we started looking at all these different places and found different cool buildings and thing after thing. And it's just, I was like, how do we, anyway, problem is building something new right now is so expensive. So anyway, very long story short, we ended up finding there's this movie theater, and it's not like an old movie theater. It gets less than 10 years old, but it's kind of in a weird spot. So it went out of business. It's been out of business. It was Edwards Theater. There are 12 movie theaters inside of it. It's like 20 minutes from the Boise Airport. And it was for lease right now, but we called them like, would you guys willing to sell this? They're like, yeah. And so we went through it. It's insane. The building we were going to build is about 20,000 square feet. This one's 60,000 square feet, just the ground floor, not counting the rest of it. And anyway, to build that building today would cost $40+ million. And so to buy it was actually way cheaper than what we were trying to build before. But there's a lot of rehab. I mean, it's movie theaters. And when they sold the movie, you know, when they went out of business, they took all the movie seats and shopped and, you know, pulled them out. So it's like, there's a lot of rehab. We got to fix it up. But it's insane. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. There's a huge open lobby. Like, you guys know where I have these big Atlas statues I'm working on. Like, anyway, so it's like, it's like my dream. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. So I put an offer in to buy the building. And I was excited about that. And then the guy who owns the building messaged back and was like, can you explain to me what you do for a living? Because he's like, you're like, why are you buying a movie theater from me? So I explained what we do. And then he came back and he got all excited. He's like, what if instead of like selling you the building, what if we create a new business? I give you the building, you put in the money to rehab it. And then you can rent the building back from this new company. That way he's like, I'll make way more money on my investment doing that than just selling it to you. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to get this building for free. I say free, but you know, I'm still looking at, you know, $10 to $15 million in rehab to get spot where it's like the vision will be complete, but it shortcuts me $5 million. So instead of cost going up by $5 million, the cost went, you know, the building's way bigger. Plus, I'm getting the building donated anyway. It's insane. So she'll work on the details, but how exciting is that? So I'm hoping to get this thing finalized, and we're gonna spend a year rehabbing. By this time next year, we'll be running events out of our movie theater, which would be insane. Oh, it is the coolest thing in the world. So that's happening. That's a big, fun, crazy thing that we'll all be involved with. I think one other thing, I'm curious, I have an idea for an offer. I'm curious what you guys think about this. If anyone would be, anyway, maybe I'll do a whole podcast episode specifically talking about this, but this is the deal. So I was interviewing Richmond Dinn, who's so cool. He's in Inner Circle. He makes me laugh because he lives in Australia and he flies all the way to Boise for these meetings. Last year he flew to a meeting where basically coming to Boise, it's called Decade in a Day, and it's a 1-day event and you get to spend 15 minutes with me. And he told me, he's like, I'm stuck at $3 million a year. I can't get past that. So we flew from Australia to Boise for 15 minutes. And I was like, I felt kind of guilty. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, but yeah, you know, he did it and we spent 15 minutes with it. And then, I asked him actually, I was like, how does it go on since then? And he's like, literally that 15 minutes changed everything. He's like, we ended up breaking 4 million this year. And that was just in like the last little quarter or whatever. And he's like, this year we should do like twice that because of just like the new trajectory he's on. I'm like, that is so cool. So I pulled Richmond out because he's doing these one-on-one challenges. And I wanted to figure out what he's doing. It's crazy. So imagine doing, you know, like a lot of people who try to do challenges, like the problem is like, how do you get 10 people or 100 people or 1,000 people to show up, right? So he started doing these challenges that are one-on-one. He's had over 200 clients do these, or you basically come in and you do a 5-day challenge, but it's one-on-one. So it's almost like a consulting call with somebody. There's five sessions. At the end of it, then you pitch your thing. He's showing the results. Like, the average person, they do 10 one-on-one challenges, they close 3 people. And that's like 3 people, like, anywhere from $3,000 to $15,000. He says that the best people are doing, they're closing 7 out of 10. And then the worst person only closed 1 out of 10. So the worst is like they got 1. But it was like this model. And the whole thing we were talking about was like, this is the model for beginners. And then as we're going through it, I was like, oh my gosh, like what if I did something like that? Like what if I did a one-on-one challenge with somebody? And I was like, what's the thing that I'm the best in the world at? And there's a lot of things that I do. But I was like, if there's like one thing that I'm the best in the world at, it's webinars, right? I was like, what if I did a 5-day challenge one-on-one with somebody where they pay $100,000, but they get me for 5 hours to help them write the webinar pitch. I was like, by the end of 5 hours, we could create a webinar. They could go out there and they can take it into the world and they can launch. And like, again, I think about this, ClickFunnels webinar. I wrote that webinar 10 years ago. I've done the webinar a couple hundred times. It is, you know, it was the foundation for ClickFunnels, which has done over $1 billion now in sales, but it wasn't, you know, but it wasn't all 100% directly to the webinar, but a lot of it, I would say probably the cash collected from the webinar, I would say was close to, I don't know, probably close to 100 million or maybe more. Anyway, I wonder if I can like find out what those numbers actually are. But anyway, I digress. It was the thing that launched the movement, right? It was one webinar. And like every business that we go in now, we create one webinar that like crushes the whole thing. And so my thought is like, okay, what's like, if I help someone write a webinar, what's that worth them, right? Like worst case scenario, if they're at a really good webinar, like that should be $1 million a year to their business, right? I'm like, what would somebody spend to make an extra $1 million a year? And I was like, well, I think $100,000 to have somebody write a webinar with you. You know, if the values, you know, if you make 10x that, like that's an insane value, right? So I'm like, they pay $100,000, spend 5 days, you know, 5 1-hour calls with them of their own personal challenge where we script out the webinar and they go take it and they can run with it, right? I was like, how crazy that would be. And then, well, yeah, that's kind of the initial thought. I was like, how cool would that be? Like, and again, I think a good webinar should do at least $1 million a year, right? I think for most people, if you have a webinar that's converting, you can buy ads. Like that's something you can now scale. Like most people I know in our world who've gotten over $10 million a year have some kind of mechanism that sets up a webinar. It's funny because people are like, what's better, challenges, webinars? I'm like, challenges are great, but like the way the challenge makes money is you do this whole challenge and then there's one session that is a webinar that actually closes all the sales, right? They're like, what about 3-day live events? 3-day live events are amazing, but you know, there's one session in the middle where you actually perform the webinar that makes all the money in the sales. So like, it doesn't matter what model you're using, like the 90-minute pitch you have to have perfected for all of them to work, right? Let's say you have a challenge that's doing, you know, that's doing 6 figures a year, maybe even 7 figures a year, but your pitch is like, you know, it's okay. If you just perfect that pitch, that takes a challenge from 7 figures a year to 8 figures a year just by fixing the, like, mastering the webinar pitch, right? Same thing with 3-day event. If you're doing a virtual event and you're doing 6 figures a month doing these virtual events, you get the webinar pitch fixed. It goes from 6 figures a month to 7 figures. Like, it's the piece that I can affect, that I can help somebody with that has the biggest effect and makes them the most amount of money by far. And so I was like, would someone pay $100,000 for a one-on-one challenge with me, just me and you, 5 days, and we're in 5 days, we go through and it doesn't be 5 days back to back, it'd be like, you know, one a week for 5 weeks, whatever it is, but just giving you all the pieces where it's like you craft the perfect new opportunity. You craft the slides, the offer, the presentation, the everything. And by the time it's done, now you have this thing you can go out there and you can use to leverage. So that was my thought. I think I'm going to do a couple of those. So if that's something you might be interested in, let me know. And maybe I'll go deeper next podcast walking you through the model. But that's what it would be, is basically a challenge. Five one-on-one calls with me, $100,000 up front. And then when it's done, you have this thing that you can use forever. So if that would be interesting to you, or you can see value in that, like, let me know. I don't even know how to let me know. I would say, yeah, just go to Instagram and message me. Hopefully I'll see it. Or I don't know. Or call my offices or something. Maybe if I do the next episode, I'll give you guys a way to contact. I don't even know how to contact me. But if that'd be of any interest to you, like, let me know. Because I think that there's, I think it'd be powerful. It'd be fun. It'd be so much fun. Anyway, so I'm thinking through that. But anyway, so there you go. There's some fun ideas coming out of Russell's head today. Hopefully one or two or three of these things gave you some ideas. And if not, there's a live update of what's happening in Russell's world right now. So yeah. Anyway, all you guys know, if I do a couple of these and I crush it with $100,000 one-on-one challenges, then all you guys can start replicating it in your business as well. I think it's a fun way, especially that, like, you let the rest of your audience, like, follow along and listen in. Like, how cool would that be? Or even sell tickets so someone could pay to, like, watch you consult someone. They could just model it for theirs. So anyway, it'd be fun. All right, I'm at the airport. Hope you guys have a great day. I'm excited for the next 48 hours of my life. It's going to be chaos. I'm flying to two different cities, meeting with two insanely cool people, recording a ton of podcasts, and then flying back home. So that's what's happening. All right, with that said, appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody.